first of all, can you just explain why you're at the Barmy Arms today?
I'm at the Barmy Arms today because Greene King are celebrating 25 years of the Men's Six Nations, and they're offering an amazing initiative this weekend. If you go down to any Greene King participating pub and you say the word space for a pint, you, on Friday and Saturday, you are going to get a free pint handed to you for you to settle in and watch the Six Nations. So I think it's, and I'm sat here in the Barmy Arms pub now, and this is where I'm going to be for the foreseeable during this tournament.
There are a lot of pubs in Twickenham. Why is it important we use our local pub?
It's massively important, I think, for community. I think it brings people together also, gets people out of the house, gets people talking, which we need to do, gets people active. And then the joy of it all, I don't think there's a better feeling than either pre-game or actually watching the game and experiencing those moments of brilliance, is the iconic Six Nations moments of drop goals or tries or big hits, and to be sat in the comfort of a pub. I don't think there's a better feeling, really.
Now, the Six Nations is coming back up. You announced last year, after your 100th cap, your retirement from international rugby. However, before we get onto the Six Nations, you have said that you are not going to leave Twickenham and the Quins just yet. It's an important club, isn't it? And it's been a massive part of your career.
100%, a massive part of my life, really. I came down there as a 19-year-old Leeds lad, but felt so at home at Harlequins, and I've felt that way for the last 19 years. And there's a sort of special ring to 20 years, kind of made it feel right to try and make it to 20. And I've loved every second of it. I really have. I feel it's a special, unique club. For me, it's the best club in the world. We've got the best fans in the world. And we play a brand of rugby that I really, really enjoy, and we get to express ourselves. So, it was an easy decision for me to stay for one more year and see what we can do.
I concur. My godfather's dad played for Quins back in the 40s and was president of the RFU at one point. So it holds a big place in my heart as well. Going on to the Six Nations, our first game is against the current title holders. How can we get past them?
Yeah, it's going to be obviously a really tough challenge. Ireland back-to-back winners of the tournament, going for three in a row, which has never been done before in the Six Nations. They're unbelievable. Rugby team, really well coached with some amazing players in it. Having said all that, I still got this funny feeling that England might just do something special on Saturday. I'm going there as a fan, which I can't wait to be sat in the stadium cheering on the boys. And maybe it's one of those things that it might be better off playing them first. I'd really like the hope that the team are going to really go and take it to Ireland, not go there and try and settle in. And because I think that's when I found out firsthand, you know, you get blown away in the end. But if England could really take it to Ireland, I think we showed last year in the Six Nations, we can cause them some problems with the players that we've got. Hopefully a good start would be huge.
Obviously, it does help playing at your home ground. This is an away match. How much do you think that will affect the team?
Yeah, it's obviously different. You know, you're going into the Aviva, which is, you know, a tough place to go and play as an opposition player. You know, their fans absolutely love Ireland rugby, which is amazing. This is what, you know, why it's so special about the Six Nations. Everywhere you go, people will be wearing green shirts and the whole city will stop for that fixture. But that can galvanise you as an away team, almost backs against the wall type mentality. And I know England have been working really hard out in Spain at their training camp to try and get themselves fully focused and fully ready for Saturday. And yeah, I can't wait for it to get going.
And who should we be looking out for? And have you got a match score prediction?
Oh, good question. I think I'm really boosted by the fact, I think, the noise about Alex Mitchell being fit, I think it's big for England. He's a real threat around the rooks, but he also creates space for other people with the tempo he plays at. The fact that he's a threat himself opens up space for the likes of Marcus Smith and Ollie Lawrence and Tommy Freeman and those guys out wide. So it's a brave man to bet against Ireland, but I think England might just nick it 25-23.
finally, you've got a few other things in the pipeline. I know you've got a book out at the moment, Everything Happens for a Reason, My Life in Rugby. Why should people go out and buy the book?
Yeah, hopefully people go out and enjoy it. It's not a autobiography to say, look at me, look at all these things I've done and I've won. It's a bit of an honesty sort of journal of my life, starting as a football mad lad from Leeds, ended up coming down to London and playing 101 times for England in rugby. So all the good, the bad, and everything in between. Hopefully it's a real honest version of my journey, my truths almost. And hopefully there's a little bit of a resilience theme in there of never giving up and believing in yourself. So yeah, if you haven't already bought it, please go and get it, or you can have it in your ears. You can download it and have it in your ears. So either or.
And I also see that you became a director of Henley Shipping, which I know really well because I work with Josh's dad. So how is that going? And that's quite a career change.
It's a career change, yeah. The boys, they helped me and my wife move a couple of times during our renovation that we did, which took a long, long time and cost a lot more money than I thought it was going to cost. But yeah, they were brilliant throughout. So yeah, I've just come aboard with them to help them out. And there's obviously a lot of rugby players that need moving at the end of the season with what happens in rugby. So yeah, if I can help them with a really friendly, great service that look after you and care for you and your belongings, then yeah, I'm trying to help out with that.
Lovely. Oh, well, good luck with the semi-retirement and the match at the weekend. I fully hope that we will be taking home, if not the Grand Slam, maybe the Triple Crown.
I'll take any of them.